From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's a tough choice, but it's intended to minimize damage from floodwaters from the swollen Mississippi River. The Army Corps of Engineers is readying to open a massive spillway in Louisiana today, diverting water from the Mississippi into another waterway, the Atchafalaya Basin. From Baton Rouge, NPR's Greg Allen reports it may affect as many as 25,000 people who live in the area.
The Morganza floodway has been opened just once before in 1973, but people who live in communities along Louisiana's bayous know what to expect. In Pierre Part yesterday, Robert Hebert was working with family members filling sandbags to protect his father's home in a low-lying area in Assumption Parish.
We've gotten a couple of feet done on the side of his ditch, and we got some drains we got to cover up. The water will back up through the drains, so we'll probably be working through tomorrow on it.
The Army Corps of Engineers says it will take 2 or 3 days for waters from the open floodway to reach this area. Eventually, though, residents in Pierre Part may see 2 feet of water. Greg Allen, NPR News, Baton Rouge.
President Obama is promising steps to boost domestic oil production. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president is using his weekly address to respond to high gasoline prices.
President Obama says there's no quick fix for high gas prices, but he says he's trying to boost America's homegrown oil supplies, even as he also pushes for more alternative sources of energy and greater fuel efficiency.
Last year, America's oil production reached its highest level since 2003, but I believe that we should continue to expand oil production in America, even as we increase safety and environmental standards.
The president is pledging to lease more areas in the Gulf of Mexico for oil drilling and to extend those Gulf leases that were affected by last year's BP spill. He's also taking steps to expedite drilling permits in parts of Alaska and to encourage oil companies to do more with the drilling leases they already have. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Republicans are using their address to urge Washington to get serious about tackling gas prices and straightening out the government's finances. The resignation of former Senator George Mitchell as the Obama administration's Middle East envoy comes as the White House gets set to focus on the region next week, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Obama said in a statement that George Mitchell worked grueling hours to advance the cause for peace, but had said early on he would put in a couple of years on the job. The White House released the text of a very brief resignation letter by Mitchell, who wrote that he would be leaving as of May 20th. His deputy, David Hale, is taking his place. White House officials insist they're not backing off from their efforts to forge Arab-Israeli peace. The president is to give a speech on overall policy in the region next Thursday and meet the next day with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. Lawmakers in Pakistan are slamming the United States over the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Parliament approved a resolution today calling for a review of U.S. ties and warned that Pakistan may cut supply lines to American forces in Afghanistan if there are any more such raids. Pakistani lawmakers are also calling for an independent commission to investigate what happened. Passage of the resolution followed a rare private session with top military officials in which Pakistan's intelligence chief offered to resign. Pop artist Katy Perry is the first artist to spend an entire year in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100, a chart that tracks both sales and radio play. Here's NPR's Zoe Chase on Perry's rise.
What a year this has been.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Those were actually 4 different songs that dominated the last 52 weeks of commercial radio. The previous record holders fell 4 weeks short in 1994, Ace of Base. Don't turn around. All that she was. They opened up mine, but all the sun. For those looking for a change of pace, sorry, Perry's about to release this 5th single. Do it all again. Due to chart imminently. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Another pop star, Michel Martelly, takes over as president of Haiti today. He faces a huge challenge when he's sworn in. Hundreds of thousands are still living in tent camps as a result of last year's deadly earthquake. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.